A lot of oak trees don't have acorns. Now, they're real good for hogs. Hogs are fattened on acorns because nobody raises hogs anymore. And then we have pecans and walnuts. And we have a shaggybark hickory tree that grows in the hills, but down in the bottom along the river in that area, there are good hickory nut trees.
Oh. Do you remember ever having as a child those long type nuts, not so big, excuse me, oval type?
You're talking about pecans?
No, these are, I think, brought in from California.
English walnuts. And then they're black, they're dark. We call them nigger heels.
That's what I was wondering. I've heard nigger
heels. Nigger heels is what we call them.
Uh-huh. And how about the smaller ones? What's so big? And oval shaped. Sometimes you refer to Chinese as having...
Oh, almonds. Almonds. That's a... I'm not familiar with those. Mm-hmm. They use them a lot in fancy cooking now, almonds.
Mm-hmm. How about... peanuts. Do you remember what you used to call them?
Goober peas. Mm-hmm. Yes, we raised goober peas and.
You ever hear them called pinders?
No.
Brown peas?
No.
Okay. And different kinds of fruit. I don't see any. I don't see many fruit trees around here. Did there used to be?
Oh yes, people. Every house had its own small orchard, and they are disappearing. They raised peaches and pears and plums. There's a lot of wild plum thickets through here and there, and they make the best jelly and jam. I got to remember to watch when they get ripe. I used to go to the wild plum thicket. Peaches and.
What kinds of peaches?
We have the Bella Georgia peach, which is a white peach, and it's a freestone. And then there is a clingstone peach. It's very good for peach pickle, but I don't know the breed.
Do you ever call that a press peach?
Press? No, I think we call it a clingstone. And we have Alberta's and a hail peach, which is a very pretty peach. It has a very red cheek.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever grow cherries?
We used to grow cherries. We had a cherry tree. And I haven't seen a cherry tree in years. I tried to buy one at the greenhouse in Memphis when I bought some other trees in the spring. And they didn't have one.
They didn't have one?
Didn't have a cherry tree.
Why?
I don't know. And then we have pears. We had the Bartlett pear, which is a hard, firm pear that ripens in the fall. No. Bartlett is a soft, juicy pear that ripens in the late summer. And then the kefir pear ripens in the fall. It's a very hard. You can keep it all winter inside.
Two items here, three items, the inside of a cherry, the inside of a peach, the inside of an apple.
Well, the inside of a cherry was called a pit. And the inside of a peach is called a peach seed. Mm-hmm. And the inside of an apple it would be called a core, the whole thing, you get the core out.
When they were dry, did you cut the core out? Did you dry fruit
very much? Yes, we dried fruit. And I'm going to try drying. You know, we have such wet summers, though, now. They don't seem to be. But I understand you can do it in the oven. I'm going to try to dry some in the oven because dried fruit is good and so expensive.